This is St. Louis Public Radio. A group of African-American Civil War soldiers who died of cholera are buried in a mass grave at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in South St. Louis County. This Memorial Day, they are no longer unknown soldiers. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has their story.
Elm and oak trees have grown tall with age in Section 57 at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. It's a quiet spot where songbirds rule the peace from the branches above. Here, amid white marble tombstones row on row, stands one stone obelisk from another era. It marks the final resting place of African American Union Army soldiers felled by cholera after the Civil War ended. The soldiers were buried as unknowns, even though the Army knew who they were. Last summer, their names were finally written in bronze.
Robert Abernathy, Private, Company H. Augustus Gibson, Private, Company F. Nihlus Miller, Private, Company G.
Sarah Cato visits William Jefferson Barracks Adams, on Memorial Private. Day to read aloud the names of the soldiers, 173 members of the 56th U.S. Colored Infantry. Cato belongs to the St. Louis African American History and Genealogy Society. 2 years ago, the group petitioned the Veterans Administration to properly identify the men. Cato says it was a wrong that needed to be righted, even though it took 148 years.
Any veteran, any war, any place in the world, his grave deserves to be marked.
The names weren't difficult to find. They were in a report compiled in 1939 when the remains of the soldiers were first moved to this mass grave at Jefferson Barracks. The bodies had been buried along the Mississippi River at the old Coke Quarantine Hospital in South St. Louis County. A copy of the report is in the county library.
Because in the military, there's a report for everything. That's why when they said that they didn't know the names, immediately that struck me as not credible.
Most of the soldiers were former slaves, recruited in Missouri after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Cato says the men fought to preserve the Union when the country didn't even recognize them as citizens.
These men were our forerunners. They created the legacy for us as Americans, particularly for us as African Americans. Had it not been for these men, there would be no black lawyers, no black teachers, doctors, dentists. There wouldn't be a black president.
Last August, the VA placed a bronze marker with all of the names next to the obelisk. A ceremony was held to honor the soldiers. In attendance was 86-year-old George Abington, whose great-uncle Granville is memorialized on the marker. Abington says he was proud to learn of his uncle's role in the Civil War.
It was really a surprise, plus it was overwhelming, just finding out, too, that family was involved.
The director of the cemetery, Jeff Barnes, says everyone agreed naming the soldiers was the right thing to do. But before that could happen, the VA's historians had to confirm the research done locally.
You know, we're the government, and I mean, honestly, there was some red tape. But we also wanted to make sure it was done correctly. We wanted to make sure when we did it, because it's permanent, it's everlasting, it's forever. So we worked as fast as we could, got it done, and they deserve to be recognized, and they are now.
Cato says her group plans to meet at the gravesite today to once again call the roll of honor. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.